Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya, Monday nights, 7 to 8, on WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And Wombats and Music is my chance to bring you my favorite songs and a few other oddball things that I call wombats. We're going to have quite a variety. Most of the songs are from the 50s. This is kind of a 50s show, except there are exceptions. And the first one is an exception. I ended the last show last week with Sinead O'Connor singing the Rebels song. And it's the story is, so they say, that she's sort of speaking for Ireland and speaking to England, saying, you know, can't you guys get over it and forgive us? Can't we be friends? Can't we be more than friends? So here we go. The first song of the night. This is Sinead O'Connor, The Rebel Song. That was Sinead O'Connor singing the Rebel Song. And this is Harry Baya, and I'm going to read you a poem. Haha. This is the Wombat for tonight. As I've mentioned before, for many years I belonged and still belong to the Pine Woods Folk Music Club in New York City. And they had numerous concerts and weekends, and we had a lot of fun. And entertainers would come in, English-speaking for the most part, and they would perform for us and sing and tell stories and poems. And one time, a man came in from England and told this one. And I loved it. So I collected it and I memorized it. I'm not going to do it from memory now. I will do it with a somewhat false British accent. Forgive me. But it's a fun thing. Well, it's a sad thing, really. It's Uncle Albert's sad farewell to the world. And it was by Ed Pickford. I think it's from the British Music Hall. It's probably 3 or 4 minutes long. There's a stain on the floor of the bar room. There's a cap in the case by the door. There's a verse on a stone in a churchyard, in memory of one who's no more. If you turn second left at the high street, just past an old pub called the Swan, there's a monument to my Uncle Albert, and though of not many heroes, he was one. He wasn't a chap prone to boasting, as he stood at only 5 feet, but those 5 feet he covered in glory, as you'll hear when his old comrades meet. It was the time of the first Yankee moon men. There was racing at Catrick as well, and I'd backed the 6-4 favorite, and he was, that is, till he fell. That night was the championship dart match, and the bar at the club was jammed full. We were playing at home in the final, and we started being nearest the bull. There's a stain on the floor of the bar room. There's a cap in the case by the door. There's a verse on a stone in a churchyard, in memory of one who's no more. The oohs and the ahs broke the silence, as both teams wrestled with might. A game to remember forever, by all, even those who were tight. Some favored cardboard, some feathers, some favored heavy, some light. But all were experienced past masters of split-second reckoning and flight. Then the nail that was holding the dartboard bent with a fearful creak, and there wasn't another to replace it, at least not straight to hand, so to speak. At last the club's concert chairman, renowned for his improvised wit, says, "Put old Albert beneath it. With his height he'll just about fit." The company looked round at poor Albert. Then the secretary got right to the nub, saying, "If he doesn't, the match'll be forfeit. Come on, Albert, for the honor of the club." Albert had no need of thinking. His blood rose to answer the call, and he jammed his head under the dartboard, crying, "For clean, for queen, club, country, and all." Not flinching, not moving, he just stood there, except once when he went out the back, until the game flowed in our favor. The opposition was beginning to crack. All that was needed for victory was 5 and double 16. Now the 5 was obtained very easy. Then silence fell on the scene. The player squared up with his arrows. It was Sidney, Albert's own son, who'd played very well this whole evening, until now, when something went wrong. Now it could have been all the excitement, or some smoke that got in his eye, or it could have been his new wellies, 'cause he slipped just before he let fly. Albert stood stricken with horror as he watched the oncoming dart. Then his teeth gnashed with pain as it hit his gold chain and ricocheted up through his heart. Did he fall like a bird when it's wounded? Did he cry out in the midst of his pain? No, he winced, and he spoke in a whisper, "Come on, son, finish the game." There's a stain on the floor of the bar room. There's a cap in the case by the door. There's a verse on a stone in a churchyard, in memory of one who's no more. Albert's blood dripped down his waistcoat as Sidney took aim and then threw, hitting double 16. Sweet, neat, and clean. Though how he felt, nobody knew. "Someone grab Albert," cried the steward. "Keep him upright," they all roared. "Hold him up by his armpits. If he falls, he might damage the board." There's a stain on the floor of the bar room. There's a cap in the case by the door. There's a verse on a stone in the churchyard, in memory of one who's no more. The whole club turned out for the funeral. There were family and friends as well. And they laid him to rest with the board on his chest. Uncle Albert's final farewell. That was Uncle Albert's Sad Farewell to the World by Ed Pickford. There's your wombat for the night, unless I throw another one in. And now we're moving into the 50s. The first song is going to be Why Do Fools Fall in Love by Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. Frankie Lyman was just, I think, maybe 13 when he sang this. It was his first big hit. And he died young. He never went on to do much more than this, but this made him famous forever, especially to me. I love this song. Why Do Fools Fall in Love from 1956. Ooh, wah, ooh, wah. Why Do Fools Fall in Love by Frankie Lyman. And we're moving on. That was 1956. Now we're going to 1957. This is Little Darlin' by the Diamonds. They were a Canadian group, and they were discovered at a local church at a Christmas party singing this song or some song like it, and somebody noticed that they had real talent, and they went on to have quite a career. This is a big, big hit from 1956.
Hold in mind your little hand. to zoo, that all is so grand. Please hold my hand.
My dear, I was wrong here to try to love you. Well, that my lover was just for you.
Little Darling by The Diamonds. That was from 1957, not 56. The next song is from 1954. It's called Honey Love. It's by Clyde McFadder. And it was kind of a naughty song, I guess, for its time. I remember trying to get my father to listen to it. I don't know what I was thinking. I like the song, and it's a classic. Honey Love by The Drifters.
I need it,
I need it
when the moon is bright. I need it,
I need it
when you hold me tight. I need it,
I need it
in the middle of the night. I need your honey love. I want it,
I want it
when the lights are low. I want it,
I want
just
it
before you go. I want it,
I want
because
it
I love you so. Have a little mercy and give some
honey love.
Now throw your arms around me, pretend that you're a loving dove. Now you squeeze,
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 squeeze.
That's the honey love. I'm gonna get it in the morning sun. I'm gonna get it when the day is done. I'm gonna get it, cause it's so much fun. I'm gonna get me some
honey love.
Yes, I love it,
I love
cause it feels so fine. I love it,
I love
yes, it thrills my spine. I love it,
I love
cause
it
you're mine, oh mine. I love your
honey love. Let me, let me, let me, let me love. Let me, let me, let me, let me love. Let me, let me, let me, let me, let me, let me, let me.
A glove. Let's kiss,
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 kiss.
That's the honey love. Ooh,
I need it
when the moon is bright. I need it,
I need it
when you hold me tight. I need it,
I need it
in the middle of the night. I need
honey love.
I need,
oh yeah,
honey love. I need,
oh baby,
honey love. I need.
Get it, boy.
Honey love, I need your honey love.
That was Honey Love by The Drifters. Clyde McFadder was in that group. You're listening to Wombats and Music from WEHC FM 90.7 in Emory and Henry College. I'm your host, Harry Baya. It's Monday night, 7 to 8. This show is aired. I've got a few fans out there who do occasionally speak to me, and I'm not real good on names, so I may mispronounce her name. But the next song is for Ava Boltwood, and I think she likes this song. I remember that she did. Let's hope it's right. It's called A Guy is a Guy. It's by Doris Day, and Doris Day was one of the is listed as the top ranking female box office star of all time, and she combined innocence and attractiveness, and this song does that. You can feel her innocence in here, and yet at the same time she's saying, hey, listen what this guy did to me, you know. Doris Day singing A Guy is a Guy from 1952.
I walked down the street like a good girl should. He followed me down the street like I knew he would. Because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. So So listen and I'll tell you what this fella did to me. I walked to my house like a good girl should. He followed me to my house like I knew he would. Because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. So listen while I tell you what this fella did to me. I never saw the boy before, so nothing could be sillier. At closer range, his face was strange, but his manner was familiar. So I walked up the stairs like a good girl should. He followed me up the stairs like I knew he would. Because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. So listen and I'll tell you what this fella did to me. I stepped to my door like a good girl should. He stopped at my door like I knew he would. Because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. So listen while I tell you what this fella did to me. He asked me for a good night kiss. I said it's still good day. I would have told him more, except his lips got in the way. So I talked to my ma like a good girl should. And ma talked to pa like I knew she would. And they all agreed on a married life for me. The guy is my guy wherever. Followed me down the aisle like I knew he would. Because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. And now you've heard the story of what someone did to me. That's what he did to me.
Doris Day singing A Guy is a Guy. And it's a cute song. That was from 1952, and most of the songs tonight are from the 50s. The opening song, Sinead O'Connor, was from around 2000, and others are very close to the 50s. But this one is from 1973, so it's a bit of a jump, but I think of it as a 50s song. It's called Drift Away. It's sung by Dobie Gray. It's a classic rock song. Many, many people have covered this song. Dobie Gray is an African-American from Houston. I read his career. He had 10 careers. He wrote songs, made music, played instruments, traveled, moved, changed lives. It was an epic story. This was his one really big hit. He had a number of good songs, but this one was definitely the one that made his career. So this is Drift Away from 1973 by Dobie Gray.
Today I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Beginning to think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. And I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Yeah, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. when my mind is free. You know a melody can move me. When I'm feeling blue, the guitar's coming through to soothe me. Thanks for the joy that you've given me. I want you to know I believe in your song. In rhythm and rhyme and harmony, you've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
That was Drift Away by Dobie Gray. We're going to move on to 1962. So I'm not staying in the 50s real well, am I? We went from 1952 to 73 to 62. Still, they're all from the same era. And to me, they are. This song is called Black Cloud by Leroy Van Dyke. Leroy Van Dyke was from Mora, Missouri. He went to University of Missouri. At one point, he was an auctioneer. He had a number of big hits. I shouldn't say he was an auctioneer. One of his big hits was called Auctioneer. So, this next song is Black Cloud, sung by Leroy Van Dyke. And it's one of the ones that I remember fondly as, on a bad day, I think there's a black cloud over my head. And this song is a man who had a black cloud over his head a lot of the time.
There's a black cloud hanging over my head, down to my last buck. With that old black cloud hanging over my head, there ain't no such thing as good luck. On the very first Saturday of every month, I go to town to get me some pay. When I ask my boss man about a draw, this is what my boss man say. There's a black cloud hanging over my head, down to my last buck. With that old black cloud hanging over my head, there ain't no such thing as good luck. Well, I earned my living by the sweat of my brow. I worked so hard at my job every day. With that old black cloud hanging over my head to drive my dreams away. And if it wasn't for the help of the one I love to tell my troubles to, there just ain't no telling what that old black cloud might drive this poor boy to do. There's a black cloud hanging over my head, down to my last buck. With that old black cloud hanging over my head, there ain't no such thing as good luck. I put a seed in the ground for to grow me a tree. This is what that black cloud done. It sent all the locusts to eat up the tree. I tell you, I am not the lucky one. And one of these days when I'm laid away, I know that black cloud can't wait. It's gonna hover over me on Judgment Day to keep me out of the pearly gate. There's a black cloud hanging over my head, down to my last buck.
with that old black cloud hanging over my head. There ain't no such thing as good luck.
Black Cloud by Leroy Van Dyke. Now that was from 1962, and the next song is not in the 50s either. The next song is from 1949. This is Frankie Lane, and he's singing Mule Train. A number of other people sang this song, Tennessee Ernie Ford, Vaughn Monroe, and they all had pretty big hits out of it, but the biggest hit of all of them was Frankie Lane's Mule Train in 1949. And it's a wonderful story. Think about before they had railroads, how did people out west get things? I mean, if you wanted a new dress or a guitar or a pair of boots or something, where'd you go? There were no stores around, especially if you had to special order anything, like you needed medicine for arthritis or something. So there were these mule trains that would haul stuff out all the way across, you know, from the East Coast way out to wherever it had to be taken to somebody out there and drop it off. And I can imagine it added to the cost a bit. So this song names off a lot of the things that people out there wanted. And you can imagine this mule train just clopping along, bringing their stuff. And the mule train might have a lot of mules and four or five carts. It'd be a big thing coming along. And then the railroads came and changed all that. But this is back from the time when the mules were still pulling out goods for people. This is Mule Train by Frankie Lane from 1949.
Mule Train! Mule Train! Clippity-clopping over hill and plain. Seems as though they never stop. Clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clippity, clippity-clippity, clippity-clopping along. There's a plug of chaw tobacco for a rancher in Corona, a guitar for a cowboy way out in Arizona, a dress of calico for a pretty Navajo. Get along, mule, get along. Mule train, ha, ha. Mule train, clippity-clopping along the mountain chain. Soon they're gonna reach the top. Clippity clop, clippity clop, clippity clippity, clippity clippity, clippity clopping along. There's some cotton thread and needles for the folks away out yonder. A shovel for a miner who left his home to wander. Some rheumatism pills for the settlers in the hills. Get along, mule! Clippity clop, clippity clop, clippity clippity, clippity clippity, clippity clopping along. There's a letter full of sadness and it's black around the border. A pair of boots for someone who had to make the order. A Bible in the pack for the Reverend Mr. Black. Get along, you!
Mule Train by Frankie Lane from 1949. Now we're going right into the heart of rock and roll. 1957. Great Balls of Fire by Jerry Lee Lewis. Jerry Lee Lewis was just an incredible performer. If you ever saw him on television, he would stand and play the piano and jump all around and dance and just make a big scene. He had a unique style. He played backup to a number of very good singers who would get him to play with them, like Elvis Presley and Johnny Cash, because he just played a weird kind of piano. And this is one of his first big hits. It was a little risque. Jerry Lee Lewis was a born-again Christian from the Assembly of God, and he was thrown out for playing worldly music, and he always felt bad about it. He didn't think his music was that worldly, and he was a believer, and this song got him in trouble. Anyway, this is Great Balls of Fire. It was a big hit, and this is a good example of Jerry Lee Lewis's utterly unique style.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let in love what I thought it was funny. You came along and woo, now honey. I've changed my mind, this love is fine. Just great balls of fire. Kisses the baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a should. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. I chew my nails and then I twiddle my thumb. I'm real on earth, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. It's just great balls of fire. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a should. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. Ain't you my nails and I twiddle on my thumb. Real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, drive me crazy. Goodness gracious, this is great balls of fire.
Great balls of fire. Jerry Lee Lewis. Before I move on to the next set, which is, again, mostly 50s music, let me remind you who we are and what we're doing here. This is Wombatson Music, Monday night, 7 to 8 on WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. And I'm your host, Harry Baya, playing you the songs that I have loved and do love in my life. And sometimes I'll play them over and over, so be prepared for that. If I like a song, I'm going to play it. And these are all the songs that have just been in my brain as long as I can remember, back to when I first heard them, and they just come back again and again. The next one is one of the ones, one of my top ones. Of course, I say that often, but that's true. I probably have about 10 songs that are just way up there at the top, and I never keep track of which one is the best, but this is one of them. It's Kathy's Clown by the Everly Brothers. The Everly Brothers had quite a career, as you may know. They did a number of great songs. They had a unique style, parallel thirds. They had a strong influence on many groups, including the Beatles, the Beach Boys, Simon and Garfunkel. They were from a professional singing family. And anyway, they were just one of the best groups to ever come through with their era. This was from 1960, and it's called Kathy's Clown. And it's the Everly Brothers. One of my favorite songs by them, one of my favorite songs of all time.
Is that
Kathy's Clown by the Everly Brothers. I've probably mentioned parts of my life to you before, and I'll review a little bit. In 1953, my father, who was an Army officer, was transferred to Caracas, Venezuela. And I was in the middle of my freshman year in high school. I'd gone to the first 6 months of high school, the first semester, in Monterey, California, while he was at the Army Language School there learning Spanish. And then we moved to Caracas, Venezuela. And I went to an English-speaking school there through my senior year. So most of these 50 songs that I'm playing for you were during my high school years, and I was in Venezuela. Well, we were kind of, in a way, super American. I mean, we were far away from home. So one of the things we had that we could hang on to were the American songs, the hit parade. And I could get the 45s. My father went off to Panama every now and then. He'd bring me back the latest 45s. And, of course, we were also immersed in Latin music. Well, in the middle of all this, out pops a new kind of music, which I didn't know anything about. And it was a new singer I'd never heard. I was down there in Caracas, and all of a sudden, here's this guy pops up. His name was Harry Belafonte, and his songs came out. And the first song that I heard by him was this one, and it was one of his biggest hits. It's called the Banana Boat Song. And the lines I remember best were, "Lovely, deadly, black tarantula." Just great stuff. So this is the Banana Boat Song by Harry Belafonte. I think it was around 55. I'm not quite sure what. 54, 55, right in there. Harry Belafonte.
Daylight come and me want go home. Work all night and a drink a rum.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Live
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me want go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and
he said, day, oh.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Day. He said, day. He said, day. He said, day.
Daylight come and me want go home.
A beautiful bunch, a ripe banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come and me want go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me want go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Day, is a day, oh.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Day, is a day, is a day, is a day. Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Day-o, day-o.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Day, bizet day, bizet day, bizet day, bizet day, bizet day.
Daylight come and me one go.
That was the Banana Boat song by Harry Belafonte. And he grew up partly in Jamaica, so his rhythm and style was not entirely due to the fact that he was one of the best singers of his era. He also had some roots that allowed him to do some of those things. And we're going to move on now to an interesting segue, I think. When I was picking out songs for this show, I just went to the 50s list and picked out some of my favorites. I wasn't paying much attention to who the artists were. I just put songs that I liked. And oddly enough, I got two songs by Jerry Lee Lewis. I've already played Great Balls of Fire, and now we're going to have a whole lot of shaking going on. And another song that's just Jerry Lee Lewis style. He just had a unique style. And you can hear his piano in here. Listen for the piano. And he makes that piano talk and jump off the floor just about if you ever see him play it. So, whole lot of shaking going on from 1957.
Come on over, baby, whole lot of shaking going on. Yeah, come on over, baby. Baby, you can't go wrong. Honey, I ain't faking. I got a whole lot of shaking going on. Come on over, babe. We got chicken in the barn. Woo, honey. Come on over, baby. Jerry's got the bull by the horn. And I ain't faking. I got a whole lot of shaking going on. Well, I did shake. Oh, baby, shake it. I did shake it, baby, shake it. I did shake, don't you let it break now. Oh, shake it, shake it, shake it. Come on over, whole lot of shaking going on. Let's go on time now.
Shaking going on by Jerry Lee Lewis. We're moving on now to The Coasters from 1959. By this time I was in college. This is Charlie Brown. It has nothing to do with the comic strip character Charlie Brown. They just picked that name, Charlie Brown, to sing their song about. The Coasters, this is their first hit. They had 3 top 10 hits the same year. King Curtis is playing tenor sax, apparently a great saxophone player. So this is Charlie Brown. And he's asking the question, why is everybody always picking on me?
Feet, feet, five, five, four, four, four. I smell smoke in the auditorium. Charlie Brown, Charlie Brown. He's a clown.
working on me.
That's him on his knees, I know that's him. Getting 7-11 down in the boys' gym. Charlie Brown, Charlie Brown, he's a clown. That Charlie Brown, he's gonna get caught. Just you wait and see.
Why's everybody always picking on me?
Who's always writing on the wall?
Everybody always picking on me. On me.
Charlie Brown by the Coasters from 1959. Now we're going to jump back 10 years earlier. This is The Cry of the Wild Goose by Frankie Lane. Frankie Lane had so many big hits, Cool Water, Lucky Old Sun. This particular song, Mule Train, was also sung by Bing Crosby, Tennessee Ernie Ford, Vaughn Monroe. But Frankie Lane got the biggest one of the all. I played Mule Train earlier by Frankie Lane. Again, I didn't try to pick out two songs by the same artist. I just picked my favorite songs and happened to get two songs by Frankie Lane. So this is The Cry of the Wild Goose. And I identify with this song. It's the wanderer's song. It's the call that makes you want to go and just wander and travel. And this catches the feel of that.
My heart knows what the wild goose knows. I must go where the wild goose goes. Wild goose, brother goose, which is best? A wandering food or a heart at rest? Tonight I heard the wild goose cry, winging north in the lonely sky. Tried to sleep, but it won't no use, 'cause I'm a brother to the old wild goose.
My heart knows what the wild goose knows, and I must go where the wild goose goes. Wild goose, brother goose, which is best? A wandering foot or a heart at rest?
Woman was kind and true. Thinks she loves me the more fool she. She's gotta learn that it ain't no use to love brother the old wild goose.
My heart knows what the wild goose knows, and I must go where the wild goose goes. Wild goose, brother goose, which is best? A wandering foot or a heart at rest?
Cabin is warm and the snow is deep. I got a woman who lies asleep. She'll wake at tomorrow's dawn. She'll find the crib that man is gone.
Oh, you wild goose.
My heart knows what the wild goose knows. I must go where the wild goose goes. Wild goose, brother goose, which is best? A wandering food or a heart at rest? Let me fly, let me fly. Fly away. Spring is coming and the ice will break. I can't linger for a woman's sake. She
you see a shadow pass overhead, she'll find the feather beside my bed.
My heart knows what the wild goose knows, and I must go where the wild goose goes.
Wild goose, brother goose, which is best? A wandering food or a heart at rest?
Wild goose, wild goose, wild goose.
That was The Cry of the Wild Goose by Frankie Lane from 1949. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya, coming to you from WEHC-FM 90.7, your college and community station in Emory and Henry, Virginia. I hope you'll join me next week from 7 to 8. I'll have some more Wombats for you and some other songs, and I hope it'll be as much fun for me as this one was. I want to wish you all good night, and wish you can all keep doing what I'm trying to do every day, and I hope we all are, and that is to be celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Good night.